Damian, thanks for joining us this week for the Monday Business Watch. We're starting things off talking about beef jerky. Can you share with us about a business profile you all did recently about somebody who moved from Santa Fe and has opened a business here?
That's right. Alex Olivo started this business with his cousin. It's called Vegas Jerky. It started in Santa Fe, and they're currently still manufacturing in Santa Fe, but the only place in New Mexico you can get it is here in Las Cruces. And, of course, if our listeners have driven around Las Cruces at all in the past 6 or 8 months, you almost certainly have passed by the little red jerky trailer that's out in front of Martin Tire there at the intersection of Solano and Amador. This business kind of started as a side hustle and then turned into a full-time job. This is the only thing that Alex is doing. They make 13 different flavors, and he said that so far things are going really well. Business is going well. It's really kind of a neat story.
Okay, we look forward to reading it. I want to move on and talk about some news that grabbed a lot of attention, and that was U-Haul planning to open an 85,000 square foot storage facility in town. Can you share more about U-Haul's plans?
That's right. It is scheduled for completion in 2023. It's going to be at the intersection of Rinconada and Highway 70. And the plans call for a three-story building, more than 85,000 square feet, like you said. They're looking to have at least 600 indoor ADA-accessible self-storage units with climate control options and high-tech security features. And they're trying to make them affordable as well. So that certainly is going to be just an enormous facility when it's complete.
Okay, we're going to close with a story about adult-use cannabis. We've talked a lot about this industry. Retail operations are set to kick off by April of next year. You all have a story about a sort of cannabis specialist. What can you share with us about this story?
Yeah, it's almost, think of a sommelier for wine or a fromager for cheese or cigar aficionados. There is a new class of experts called ganjiers. And there's a school in California, California-based enterprise that has started offering training for this new industry, which is expected to add 11,000 jobs and $300 million in yearly sales to the state's economy. The ganjier certification program is a division of a company called Green Flower, which is a cannabis education and training firm. And Las Cruces has got its first graduate, Zach Mendoza, whose parents own Picacho Peak Brewery, just completed a series of online courses and underwent in-person training in October, visiting cannabis farms in California and meeting growers and technicians active in the industry. So our reporter, Algernon DeMassa, just finished a fantastic profile on him. I would definitely encourage your listeners to check that out.
Okay, very exciting, Damian. I want to thank you for joining us this week. We look forward to talking with you next week on the Monday Business Watch.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.